don't know how I always miss out on all these money-making opportunities. Could you imagine being 25 years old, making $100,000 a year, and all you have to do is eat food on YouTube?
Do it.
Oh my gosh, my dreams have been fulfilled.
Don't hesitate.
Okay. What kind of videos do we all want to do if we can make that kind of money? Think about that, because based on current trends, some of the most like money-making ways for YouTubers to create content and to earn money involves playing video games. You see that all the time, even on Facebook. Also reviewing toys. That little kid, what's that little kid you're talking about? He's one of the top like richest. He makes millions and millions, and all he does is
Ryan
just,
or something?
I don't remember, Alex, but all he does is open up boxes and like unwrap stuff, and he's rich, and he gets the toys.
And he's on Nickelodeon now. I think he has a show or something, too.
Not fair at all. I'm going to throw a temper tantrum. Well, this 25-year-old YouTuber, and I apologize if I mix up her name real bad. I believe her name is Kim Tai. She has been eating insane amounts of food through the art of, and this is where I'll really mess it up here. If we have any South Korean friends, help a brother out. I believe it's mukbang. M-U-K-B-A-N-G. That's what it's called. It's the art of mukbang.
If there's a K in there, it sounds like mukbang.
Okay. A South Korean term which combines eating and broadcasting. Where has this been? I've never heard of these terms before. And yeah, she launched her channel, Eat With Kim, 8 months ago and has made over $100,000. And she's one of the top people on that platform for that style. And she said, whatever floats people's boats, she told Cosmopolitan Magazine in a recent interview. She said, I realize that not everyone comes to me for the same thing. Some people are fascinated with how I peel the shrimp. And others are curious to hear how something tastes that they've never tried before. I'm here to spread love through food.
Yeah, it just says that mukbang or whatever is a live online broadcast where the host eats large amounts of foods while interacting with the audience. So she just eats and talks. That's it.
Well, guess what? I do that at home without a camera. So I think that's something I'd want to do. But if you guys had your own YouTube channel and you could make a bunch of money, what do you think you'd have like a daily or weekly blog or vlog of? Like, what would you be doing?
I have this vision of doing like basically the type of show that we do now, but having also like a political spin to it. So it would be like pop culture and politics. That's like kind of what I would want to do for millennials.
What about you, Liv?
Maybe I would just make like a fall compilation of like every day, every time I like fall. Or like almost like break an ankle.
It wasn't a fall, but last week we have to go fill up our Keurig because we have one right out here because our work coffee tastes like doo-doo. And like Liv was, what exactly happened that you knocked it over? You knocked it over, water went everywhere, and you fell.
No, I was trying to pick it up, but like I don't know. I guess it just slipped and I poured water all over me.
No way.
Yeah
and I dropped the thing. I poured water all, but that I do that kind of stuff. I'm not kidding. All throughout the day, all day long, I pour stuff on me on accident. I trip over things.
Oh
I just
gosh.
Randomly fall. So maybe I just do a compilation.
Is this why
that.
You get so kind of agitated when I say, hey, Liv, would you please go fill up the coffee
maker?
Yeah,
why are you having her do it? This is like a very dangerous safety hazard.
You're setting me
up. I never
up.
Knew it was traumatic. I didn't realize that bad things could happen.
You're setting me up for failure.
Pork Chop, what about you, man? If you had like your own little Pork Chop YouTube channel, which by the way, I have an idea what it would be. What would you do if you could be making like 100K a year and it's just like a vlog you'd be doing?
I would do like an Uber confessional.
I knew it. How did I know that? Somebody give me $100,000.
And, you know, cause it's like therapy when people are in the car and I'm driving them, they tell me all their problems. So I would just take their problems and put it on my YouTube.
Dude, do you know how many cab drivers have helped me over the years and given me great relationship advice?
Wait, they've helped you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really remember it the next day, but I know in the moment they helped me.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't think any of it's actually stuck, but that's good.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.